There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, it's Eric. Welcome back to another soothing episode of Listen to Sleep. One thing you may not know about me is that I've been a Swiftie ever since I fell in love with Taylor Swift's first album back in 2006. I so admire her storytelling and songwriting, and ever since I started this podcast, I've had this dream that she might hear it and fall asleep to it one night. No one's ever told me that she has, but I really hope she does one day. So, in this week's original bedtime story, we'll be joining Taylor and her three cats, Meredith Grey, Olivia Benson, and Benjamin Button, on a magical, fantastic nighttime journey through an enchanted garden. Their adventure through this mystical sanctuary reveals hidden wonders and imparts timeless lessons, culminating in a serene transition from the mysteries of the night to the peaceful embrace of dawn. If you're a Swiftie too, would you do me a favor and post about this week's show on your social media and tag Taylor and me? I'm at Listen to Sleep on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all the places. Did you know that when you support Listen to Sleep, you get immediate access to over 400 premium episodes that have just the stories and meditations, no ads or introductions? Just click the Support Listen to Sleep button on listentosleep.com. And while you're there, don't forget to join my email list, because I'll send you a few great gifts when you do. There's a beautiful sleepy audiobook download, a couple of relaxing recordings of the creek behind the cabin that I made, and a 30-day guest pass to a sleep and meditation app called Aura. And you'll find lots of my stories and meditations on Aura now. So just enter your email address at listentosleep.com to get it all. There's a link in the show notes. Let's take a deep breath in and out. Just letting go of the day, feeling the weight of gravity pulling you deep down into the mattress. And another deep breath in and out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time, quiet time. One more deep breath in and out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that's okay. Just let yourself drift off. Taylor's Enchanted Garden. As the evening draped its soft, dusky cloak over the town, Taylor, accompanied by her beloved cats, Meredith Gray, Olivia Benson, and Benjamin Button, entered the hidden realm of the Enchanted Garden. This secluded oasis, tucked away from the world's bustling noise, was their secret haven, a place where the day's clamor softened into a tranquil hush. In this garden, the twilight hour brought a beautiful transformation. Shadows lengthened, merging with the dimming light to create a serene landscape. Fireflies flickered to life, dotting the air with their gentle glow, like little stars come down to play among the earthbound blooms. Meredith, with her composed and regal air, paced along the winding path, her coat catching the last whispers of sunlight. Olivia, full of spirited zest, leaped among the bushes, her playful antics a dance in the dimming light. Benjamin, ever the curious explorer, followed Taylor closely, his eyes wide with the enchantment of the garden's evening allure. The path they followed was lined with flowers that seemed to come alive in the evening air. Lavender and moonflowers released their soothing scents, enveloping the path in a cloud of fragrant calm. A willow tree, standing tall and serene by a gently flowing brook, swayed softly in the breeze, its leaves whispering quiet stories from days gone by. Beneath the willow, Taylor found a hidden bench, a perfect spot for reflection. The brook's murmur was a gentle soundtrack to her thoughts, a soothing reminder of nature's enduring presence. Here, under the willow's protective boughs, she felt a deep connection to the rhythm of the natural world, a harmony she felt she sometimes lost in the rush of her everyday life. As they continued their stroll, a forgotten cardigan, draped over a bench among a bed of roses, caught Taylor's eye. Its fabric was soft and imbued with the gentle perfume of the flowers. As she sat down and wrapped it around her shoulders, she felt a comforting warmth, as if enveloped in a nostalgic embrace. Olivia, sensing a cozy opportunity, nestled into Taylor's arms. The cardigan's softness, combined with Olivia's purring warmth, created a moment of peaceful contentment. As their journey continued, it took them through an archway entwined with crimson roses. Each bloom was a vibrant burst of color, the petals unfurling in the cool evening air, exuding a subtle, sweet fragrance. The garden was alive with these small marvels, each plant and flower contributing to the evening's serene beauty. In a clearing, the night sky, now a deepening canvas of blues and purples, stretched endlessly above them. A grand oak stood in the clearing's heart, its robust branches reaching skyward, as if in a conversation with the stars. Hanging from a sturdy limb was a wooden swing. Taylor sat down on it, feeling the gentle sway, the creak of the ropes harmonizing with the rustling leaves. Benjamin, content to be close, curled up in her lap, purring softly. As the night deepened, the garden's tranquility grew. Each plant, each tree, each gentle breeze seemed to whisper its own silent tale. The melody of the stream, the dance of the fireflies, and the contented purring of her companions lulled Taylor into a state of blissful peace. The garden, under the moon's tender gaze, transformed into a realm of quiet wonders, and Taylor, with her feline companions, continued her nocturnal exploration. The path, now a silvery trail under the moonlight, led them deeper into the heart of the enchanted garden. They came across a quaint stone bridge, arching gracefully over a stream. The water below whispered secrets as it flowed, its surface a mirror, reflecting the moon's serene face and the twinkling constellations above. Taylor paused, captivated by the tranquil ballet of light on water. Meredith, with her usual poise, sat beside her, gazing into an eddy along the bank, as if contemplating its depths. Olivia, intrigued by the fluttering shadows of leaves on the water, playfully pawed at the reflections. Benjamin, content in the serenity, settled into the grass, his eyes following the gentle flow of the stream. Beyond the bridge, the path wound through a grove of flowering trees. Their blossoms glowed under the night sky, like clusters of stars that had descended to grace the earth. The air was heavy with their sweet fragrance, creating an intoxicating blend that made each breath a delight for the senses. This grove was a hidden world within the garden, a place where the boundaries between earth and sky seemed to blur. In the heart of the grove stood a marble statue of a dancer, her form caught in an eternal moment of graceful movement. Bathed in the moonlight, the statue appeared almost alive, as if the dancer might resume her performance at any moment. Taylor circled the statue, admiring the fluidity and grace it exuded. The moonlight casting soft shadows that gave the illusion of movement. Leaving the grove, they followed a trail lined with wildflowers, their petals aglow with the night's luminescence. The blossoms swayed gently in the breeze, a natural waltz of colors and scents. Here, the garden felt unrestrained, a celebration of life in its most unbridled form. The trail led to a secluded spot where an ancient oak stood, its branches adorned with lanterns that bathed the area in a warm golden glow. Underneath the tree, a blanket lay spread out, surrounded by cushions and a picnic basket filled with an assortment of treats. It was as if the garden had anticipated their arrival and prepared a midnight feast. Taylor and her cats settled under the tree, embracing the unexpected delight. The food was simple, yet sumptuous. Each bite a fusion of flavors that spoke of care and of the garden's bounty. They dined under the lantern's soft light. The simplicity of the moment, a contrast to the opulent surroundings. As they lounged in the comfort of the oak's embrace, a gentle melody began to drift through the air. The sound was soft and alluring, drawing them towards its source. Taylor, with her cats following, traced the melody to a hidden part of the garden, where an ornate gazebo stood, embraced by climbing jasmine. Within the gazebo, an old grand piano sat. Its ivory keys shimmered in the moonlight, the source of the haunting melody. The piano played as if by an invisible hand, each note gently hanging momentarily in the stillness of the night. Taylor approached the piano, drawn by the beauty of the music. She sat at the bench, her fingers lightly touching the keys. The notes she played joined the melody, harmonious blend of her touch and the garden's magic. The music enveloped the gazebo, a serenade that seemed to speak directly to the soul. The cats, now a bit drowsy from their feast, curled up at her feet, their gentle purring a soft accompaniment to the piano's song. In this moment, under the moon's watchful gaze, the garden seemed to breathe with them, each note a heartbeat, each chord a whisper of the night. As the melody wove its spell, the garden around them shimmered with an ethereal beauty. The night was alive with unseen magic, each flower, each leaf, a part of Taylor's song. Eventually, the music waned, leaving a lingering echo in the air. Taylor and her companions, bathed in the afterglow of the melody, remained in the gazebo, savoring the peace that had settled over the garden. The night, with its mysteries and wonders, had woven a spell of tranquility here in this simpler world. Taylor and her cats continued their journey through the garden and found themselves at the entrance of an ancient labyrinth, nestled in the farthest corner of the enchanted garden. This ancient maze, with its high hedges and intricate pathways, beckoned with an air of timeless mystery. The archway entrance, woven from intertwining branches, formed a gateway between the known and the unknown. As they stepped inside, the world outside seemed to dissolve, leaving them enveloped in the labyrinth's embrace. The paths wound ahead, an intricate network of choices and turns, each bordered by towering hedges that whispered secrets in the night breeze. The air was cool, laden with the scent of hidden blooms and damp earth, a fragrance both intoxicating and grounding. The labyrinth was alive with subtle sounds. The rustling of leaves, the soft hoot of an owl in the distance, the muted footsteps of their journey. This secluded part of the garden unfolded its mysteries with each twist and turn. Statues of stone guardians, faces serene yet enigmatic, stood watch along the path, their presence both comforting and intriguing. Taylor navigated the labyrinth with a sense of awe and introspection. The maze, with its turns leading to unexpected clearings or dead ends, mirrored life's own journey. Unpredictable, challenging, yet filled with moments of beauty and revelation. The cats moved with their own responses to the maze. Meredith trod with a quiet dignity, Olivia explored each new twist with keen interest. And Benjamin followed loyally, his eyes reflecting the moon's glow. In the heart of the labyrinth, they found a hidden grove. Here, an ancient tree, its branches a canopy of leaves, stood as a sentinel. Underneath it, half hidden by the earth and undergrowth, lay a small, ornately carved chest. Its aged wood was etched with symbols that seemed to dance in the moon's light. Taylor approached the chest with reverence. She carefully opened it to reveal its contents, a collection of artifacts from the garden's past. Each item was a piece of history, a relic of the garden's soul. There was a faded map of the garden, its paths and secrets marked in intricate detail, a set of hand-painted stones, each bearing a symbol of the garden's lore, and a delicate glass vial filled with a luminescent essence, capturing the very glow of the garden's spirit. Holding these treasures, Taylor felt a deeper connection to the labyrinth. It was more than a maze. It was the keeper of the garden's history, a storied path woven from the tales and memories of those who had wandered its ways. The labyrinth revealed its lessons subtly. The journey through its paths was not just a physical meander, but a voyage of the mind and spirit. It was a place for introspection, for unearthing the layers of one's inner self, mirrored in the twists and turns of the maze. As Taylor, Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin ventured deeper into the labyrinth, the outside world began to feel like a distant memory. The path twisted and turned, leading them through arches of entwined branches and under canopies of leaves that shimmered in the moonlight. The labyrinth was a world unto itself, a place where time seemed to stand still, suspended in the tranquility of the night. Each section of the labyrinth had its own unique character. In one area, the hedges grew so high that they blocked out the sky, creating a corridor of green that seemed to stretch into infinity. Here, the air was cooler, and the scent of moss and damp earth was more pronounced. The silence was profound, broken only by the soft sounds of their movement and the occasional rustle of a nocturnal creature in the underbrush. In another part of the labyrinth, the hedges opened up to reveal a small garden filled with night-blooming jasmine. The flower's white petals glowed in the darkness, and their sweet fragrance filled the air, creating an atmosphere of sheer enchantment. It was a hidden oasis within the maze, a secret garden that seemed to exist outside of time and space. Taylor found herself reflecting on her life's journey as she navigated the labyrinth's pathways. Each turn reminded her of the choices she had made, the unexpected twists her life had taken, the moments of clarity and insight she had experienced. The labyrinth was a metaphor for her own journey, a reminder that every path, no matter how winding or uncertain, has its purpose and destination. The cats, too, seemed to be on their own individual journeys. Meredith moved with a sense of purpose, as if she understood the labyrinth's intricate layout. Olivia, with her youthful curiosity, darted ahead, eager to discover what lay around each corner. Benjamin, less adventurous, stayed close to Taylor, his trust in her guidance ever evident. After what seemed like hours, they reached the labyrinth's center. Here, the hedges formed a circular clearing, and in the middle stood an ancient fountain. The fountain, made of stone worn smooth by time, had a basin that caught the moonlight, creating a pool of silver. Water flowed gently from the fountain, a soothing sound that filled the clearing with a sense of peace and completion. Around the fountain, the ground was covered in a carpet of soft moss, inviting them to rest. Taylor and her cats settled down, basking in the tranquility of this hidden heart of the labyrinth. The fountain's gentle burble and the soft caress of the breeze through the hedges were a balm to their spirits. It was in this sacred center that Taylor felt a deep connection to the labyrinth and the garden beyond. She realized that the journey through the maze, with all its turns and dead ends, was akin to navigating the complexities of life. Each step, each choice, had led her to this place of serenity and understanding. As the moon rose higher in the sky, Taylor knew it was time to begin their return to the outside world. The journey through the labyrinth had been one of self-discovery, a voyage through the winding paths of her own heart and mind. With a sense of fulfillment, Taylor, Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin made their way back through the labyrinth. The path seemed clearer now, less intimidating. The hedges, once towering barriers, now felt like familiar friends, guiding them home. Leaving the labyrinth's enigmatic embrace, Taylor and the cats ventured back through the enchanted garden. the first faint light of dawn was beginning to seep into the sky, casting a delicate glow over the landscape. The garden, with its myriad of wonders and secrets, now felt like a familiar friend, a magical sanctuary that had shared its nighttime mysteries. As they walked, the garden continued waking from its nightly enchantment, flowers gently unfurling their petals, greeting the new day with subtle shifts of color and fragrance. The trees, their branches stirring in the soft morning breeze, whispered farewell to the departing night. The entire garden was in a state of serene transition from the mystical realm of moonlight to the gentle warmth of dawn. The path led them past the whispering willow by the brook, its leaves now glistening with dew. The brook itself seemed to sing a soft song of morning, its waters dancing over petals and stones in a playful melody. The apple orchard, with its rows of fruit-laden trees, was bathed in the early light, a tranquil haven of natural abundance. As they left the garden, Taylor looked back, taking in the enchanting view one last time. The enchanted garden, with its labyrinthine paths, hidden clearings, and ancient secrets, had been more than a place of beauty. It had been a journey into the depths of wonder and reflection. The walk back through the town, under the moonlit pre-dawn sky, was a quiet one. The streets were still empty, the world around them holding its breath in the sacred moment between night and day. The houses, with their closed shutters and sleeping inhabitants, were silent witnesses to their return. Taylor's mind replayed the night's adventures. The garden's lessons, subtly imparted through the beauty of nature and the intricacies of the labyrinth, lingered in her thoughts. It was a reminder that magic and wonder existed not just in the extraordinary, but in the everyday moments, waiting to be discovered by those who sought them. As they reached Taylor's home, a quaint cottage nestled at the edge of town, the sky was becoming a canvas of pinks, oranges, and purples. The house welcomed them back, a haven of familiarity and comfort after the night's journey. Inside, the quiet warmth enveloped them. Taylor lit a small lamp, casting a soft golden light over the room. She settled into a cozy armchair, the cats finding their favorite spots nearby. Meredith on the windowsill, watching the world awaken. Olivia curling up on a cushion by the fireplace. And Benjamin, the little adventurer, nestling into Taylor's lap, purring contentedly. As she sat there, Taylor reflected on the beauty of the night. The enchanted garden had been a place of tranquility and discovery, a reminder of the connection between the natural world and the inner landscapes of the heart and mind. The experiences of the night, the moonlit paths, the secret melodies, the labyrinth's winding journey, were now cherished memories, a part of her story. The pale early morning light brought a sense of renewal. It was a time of quiet contemplation, of being present in the moment, appreciating the simple peace of being home. The gentle rhythm of the cat's breathing, the soft sound of the world outside coming to life, and the faint memories of the garden's magic created a harmonious atmosphere, perfect for reflection and rest. In the tranquility of her home, Taylor felt a deep sense of gratitude and contentment. The journey through the enchanted garden had been a journey of the soul, an exploration of the wonders that lay both within and without. With Benjamin purring in her lap, Taylor felt the embrace of sleep beckoning. Her eyes grew heavy, and the memories of the night began to blur into the edges of dreams. The room, with its soft light and comforting silence, was the ideal setting for drifting off to sleep. Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin, too, succumbed to the call of slumber. In the peaceful quiet of the cottage, they all drifted off, their breathing slow and even, a gentle symphony of rest. The enchanted garden, with its labyrinth of night and dawn's whisper, had woven a spell of serenity and wonder, a spell that would now carry them into the world of dreams. In the hush of the breaking day, with the first light of dawn now caressing the world, Taylor and her cats slept peacefully, wrapped in the warmth of home and the lingering magic of their adventure. The enchanted garden, a place of mystery and beauty, had become a part of their story, a reminder of the endless dance between the wonders of nature and the depths of the heart. Good night.